Hi, this is Melody Fletcher, author of DeliberateReceiving.com. This is a free audio recording. If you like it and you'd like to pass it on, go ahead, as long as no changes are made and no money is charged for it. For more free articles and recordings and to download a free ebook explaining how the law of attraction really works, please visit www.DeliberateReceiving.com. The purpose of our emotions. The great majority of people alive today have grown up in a world in which we were taught that in order to be successful, in order to get ahead, we'd need to get control over our emotions. To be seen as emotional is considered a bad thing. Overt displays of both positive and negative emotions are considered inappropriate in school, public, and in professional settings. Emotions in general are considered the opposite of logical, clear thinking. Don't get emotional. Stay calm. Keep your head. We've been taught from a very early age to keep our emotions under control. And while no one is advocating slapping people in the street because you're annoyed or starting a food fight in the boardroom because you're happy, although that would be pretty funny, the idea that the actual feelings are inappropriate rather than destructive displays of emotion is incredibly damaging. Most people think that emotions are nothing more than a reaction to an event. Something sad happens and we feel sad. Someone pushes us and we get angry. Someone threatens us and we feel scared. But this is untrue. Emotions are an important part of a mechanism designed to help us remember who we are and what we're here for. Who we are, at our core, is pure positive energy, and our physical self is always connected to that energy. We always have access to who we really are. We just tend to forget it. Most of us are trained right out of this knowledge over the course of our lifetimes, but we have the ability to find our way back any time. All we have to do is remember to use our guidance system, our vibrational feedback system. This is what our emotions are for. Think of it this way. Who you really are, the big you, is always sending out energy to you. This energy is pure love. If you're fully aligned with that energy, the signal is strong and clear, like all the signal bars on your cell phone lighting up. You feel amazing. You feel loved, secure, free, beautiful, joyful, and you don't care who knows it. The less aligned you are with this energy, the further away from the signal you get, and the weaker the signal strength is. The less of this energy you're receiving, the worse you feel. In the worst case scenario, you feel powerless, afraid, vulnerable, depressed, and like you have no control. You're so far away from the signal, you not only can't hear it, you've forgotten that the signal even exists. Once you understand that your emotions are giving you feedback on just how attuned you are to who you really are, you can begin to pay attention to them and use them to guide you towards feeling better. But how? How can you align to this energy? How can you get back to full signal strength? How did you turn away in the first place? Here's how it works. You're thinking thoughts all day, and these thoughts are energy vibrating at different frequencies. You're sending out frequencies all day. The closer the frequency of a thought is to the frequency of you, who you really are, the better you feel. You, the pure energy you, sends out nothing but love. So if you think a thought that doesn't match that, a thought that's critical of yourself, of others, of the world, a thought that who you really are doesn't agree with, you're going to have some vibrational discord. And if you continue to think that thought, the vibrational discord will get bigger. Vibrational discord equals negative emotion. Negative emotion isn't something to be ignored or squashed, and it certainly isn't something that we should just snap out of. However, it also isn't something to be wallowed in or get stuck in. Negative emotion is an indicator that what you're thinking about, what you're focusing on, isn't serving you. These are thoughts that are in disagreement with who you really are. And who you really are loves you unconditionally and has only your best interests in mind. So if you want to change the way you feel, if you want to feel better, if you want to get back into alignment with who you really are, you'll have to control your thoughts, not your emotions. Pay attention to how you feel. What are you thinking when you do? Find a thought that feels a little better. Notice the relief. Find an even better feeling thought. You can work your way right up the emotional scale. Up until now, you've probably been at the mercy of your emotions, simply reacting to whatever happened in your world and hoping that something would happen to make you feel better. But you can be in charge of making yourself feel better. In fact, that's really the only way it works. Here's an example. You watch the evening news every night. You see nothing but reports of how things have gone wrong in the world. It's the same every day, nothing but negative news. You start to think thoughts about the awful state of the world, how there's nothing but suffering, and how there's nothing you can do about it. And you feel helpless, angry, hopeless, and depressed. Of course you do. Those are awful thoughts. But let's say you make a concerted effort to find some good news every day. You spend a few minutes searching out news items about things that went right in the world, about people helping each other, about the kindness that people offer each other. You can search for good news or happy news in Google if you've never done this before and don't know how to get started. Notice how your thoughts change. Notice how the world suddenly seems like a more balanced place. Good things do happen. People are not all bastards. Beauty does exist in the world. Do you notice how you feel better? Do you see how you have control here? How you made yourself feel better by focusing on a different thought? Don't squash your feelings. Respect them. Use them the way they were intended to help you identify how strong your signal strength is. Now, you may be wondering what all of this has to do with the law of attraction. Well, here's the thing. First, feeling really good is a worthy goal all by itself. But second, the stronger your signal strength, the more power you have to manifest. That you, the big you, has all the stuff you've ever wanted. This frequency of who you really are is the same frequency that you'll want to align with in order to get material things. So the better you feel, the closer you are to who you really are, and the closer you are to what you really want. Isn't it beautiful how it all works out? If you liked this article and would like to pass it on, no problem. As long as no changes are made to the recording and it continues to be absolutely free. For more free articles and recordings and to download a free ebook explaining how the law of attraction really works, please visit www.deliberatereceiving.com. Thanks for listening.